Hey folks, and welcome to the Balrog, awakened by the dwarves of Moria in the Third Age, and slain by Gandalf the Grey on the peak of Zirakzagil. It's Urine's Bane. My name is Josh, and that
was... What the fuck just happened?
That's a joke for like two people.
Yeah, and it's literally me and Bucky.
Literally is you and Bucky. Big Lord of the Rings fans, but before we get to those two people... who have remained anonymous. Let's please welcome my fantastic co-host, all the way from Co-Hostia, it's Keaton.
That's the place I live.
That's the place you live. How is it there? How's the trade?
Hot.
Hot trade?
Hot trade, baby.
We're talking hot trade?
Hot train.
Oh, you got that hot train in.
Oh, yeah.
Is She's it comfortable sexy. To... Oh. Ride them rails all night, baby.
Yeah, sexy train. Is the sequel to Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train?
Sure. sexy train. Please welcome today's esteemed guest. Returning champion Kristen is here.
Fuck yeah, I'm the esteemed one and not Bucky. Hello, gamers.
What did Kristen win?
Just games.
Games.
Games. Just mini games.
Oh, okay.
And
mini? Did you say mini games?
I said mini games, but I'm sure she's won many mini games.
Yes.
Kristen, just I guess, how many mini games?
How many mini games have I won?
Yeah, how many mini games?
we're entering quadruple digits in those ones.
Oh shit,
that's a lot of digits.
Have you played that little pancake game?
I have won 300 fishing mini games alone.
Have you played the little pancake game?
Did you win the Final Fantasy mission game?
I have played every game.
Mission game.
Played all the games?
All of them.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
I've reviewed them all. Pretty much all of them get 5 stars.
Mini on maxi games.
Being a game.
Please welcome all the way from, I'm going to say, friggin' heaven, because he sadly died. It's Bucky Isidore.
What the hell?
Rest in peace.
I just learned the news. I didn't even know this. I'm so sorry.
R.I.P. Bunky.
Wasn't Bucky banned from his podcast?
He should have been, I think, but there's like a loophole where he has to come on every time someone mentions Lord of the Rings.
Who's sort of banned? Like
a student debt situation where you get out of a ban if you die.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you get out of everything when you die.
Nice.
Well, when I'm in America, you still have to work your last 2 weeks, Josh. So,
oh, you do? Like a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Like a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Like a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
What are we talking about today, Josh?
Listen, it's been a while since we've recorded an episode. How long has it been?
Fuck. 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been.
Week or two?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been, like, it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. That's actually the actual lyric. Listen, before we get into anything, I just want to get a quick update on everyone's lives. Keen, how you doing?
I'm killing it as usual. Mm-hmm. I don't know what do you want me to say.
You talking about you killing the clown from it?
Yeah, Pennywise.
Well, spoiler alert for the sequel. Yeah, we know that. Was it?
Well, I'm in the process.
The character for me, you just jump into the end and kill it.
It's hard to explain. I'm currently killing Pennywise the clown. They already filmed the movie. I'm in the process. My hands are around his neck right now.
Oh wow! How long are you expecting that to take?
I don't know. He's got bigger lungs than I anticipated. But other than that, doing pretty well. I'm back home for the summer. I'm working.
Oh, news!
About this on the pod. You know about this already, but
gotta talk about this.
I was in Chicago a couple days ago, and I was getting off the CTA, the train at Irving Park.
Is that the hot train?
Yeah, that's a hot train.
Damn.
CTA, the blue line hot train. And I was standing at the doors, and I saw this guy through the doors as we pulled up to the stop, like jamming out to music or whatever. And then the doors open, and I go, Connor? And he takes out his earbud, and I go, is your name Connor? And he goes, yeah. And I go, it's Keaton. And this all happens as we're passing in the doors of the train, and I go out onto the platform, and he gets into the train, and we shake hands. We're like, oh, shit. And then, Connor, trench boy, a fellow trench boy, just saw him in Chicago the other day, which is so weird.
Are you going to edit that story out, Josh? Because it was really boring.
Buggy, just because you're not in the story doesn't mean it's got to go, okay?
Yeah.
Have you...
I also think it should be edited out.
Fuck. All right. I mean, I'm sorry, kid. It's got to go now.
Fuck.
Bucky, what have you been up to? And this better be fucking interesting. I'm going to say that now.
Well, Josh, I fired a bunch of people last week. How about that?
Jesus fucking guy.
My God.
Am I right?
Oh, God. You're so proud of it.
No.
Why'd you do that?
It was truly awful. I had to. It's part of my job. I don't want to go into any more details, but it sucked. But on positive side, I go in for major surgery on Tuesday. So that'll be a cheer up thing.
Jesus. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, it's spinal fusion. They're going to fuse some vertebrae together. Basically, I'll be, you know, Bionic Man or something. So it's cool.
Spinal fusion.
Did anybody else miss that whole thing?
No, it was listening attentively because Bucky is my friend, Keaton.
Bucky fired a lot of people, and he had such a good time doing it. He threw out his back, and he's got to go into. He's got the spinal fusion.
Yeah,
that'll happen, I guess.
Yeah,
which is like Asian fusion, but kind of less fun.
Less delicious.
Yeah, less delicious. I don't know.
You know, if you want, there's videos of the operation on YouTube. We could watch them and, you know, live commentate them like the movie.
Well, are they going to do a video of your operation?
No. But there's videos of other people doing it. It's really gross. Yes,
we can pretend it's Bucky.
I don't want to get old PR on you, but you get some big internet hits. You tweet that.
You think I should, like, Twitch my back surgery?
You should Twitch your back surgery, yeah.
Maybe Kristen can operate on me via Xbox controller.
I think you should make a premium Snapchat and just do surgery videos.
Yeah.
Jesus. Subscribe to my Patreon. Pledge to my Patreon. I could to die. Watch my surgery.
There is a chance of fatality, so you might be right, Josh. I might be podcasting from heaven next time.
Well, listen, I'm gonna be a good guy here and say I hope you don't.
Thanks.
Wow, you guys ever noticed what a good guy Josh is?
I mean, okay.
Dang.
Calm down. I don't want everyone to be tooting my horn over here.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good guy. Keaton, I have to say, Bucky's recent events have been a lot more exciting than you seeing a guy on a train.
I met Connor. It was so cool. I only know him through the internet. And he was just in front of me all of a sudden. So
yeah, but then again, Bucky's was way more depressing. So
sorry, do I need to be more depressing? Is that what I'm missing?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of bad. Let's see how Kristen's goes.
Okay. I don't think it's a matter of being depressing, just like even remotely interesting to anyone other than you. As far as my life is going, not that long ago, I had this idea where I was going to order 3 Blue Eyes White Dragon Yu-Gi-Oh cards from the internet.
Okay, this is both depressing and boring.
Wow.
Don't worry, it gets worse.
Great.
Actually, like $7 to $9 each. And I realized I didn't have that much in my bank, so that I couldn't
Jesus Christ.
Get all 3 at all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Big, huge, oh boy.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. I have a boyfriend now, and we listened to Slipknot in his car, and I explained to him that I just don't get it.
Which song? Which song?
Which song?
Yeah.
Just the one.
Just the one.
My favorite.
We're going to listen to this fucking song till you get it.
My favorite part about this story is that to anybody else, this could sound like a total joke that Kristen would absolutely make, but I know for certain that this definitely happened.
Everything I've stated is factual.
Kristen, have you seen Slipknot?
No, I have not.
Do you know that they wear masks?
I've heard that this is indeed the case.
They all wear funny masks.
Oh, actually,
they
wear masks. He did send me a video of them, and they were in fact wearing masks. And I said this is how plague doctors were after all their patients died after they rubbed weird herbs on them.
See, that's how I know the relationship is going well, because he sent you a video and you actually watched it. Which, as far as online goes, that's
it. Here's the thing. Yes, he might listen to Slipknot, and no, Kristen might not, quote, get it. But I also know for a fact that the dude's hot. So
that is also factual. He's extremely hot.
Take that.
The guy's slip hot.
He's really fucking hot.
What is this guy, the hot train?
Right.
I'll take out the slip hot part, because that got a lot better. Let me just make a note here.
It was a stretch, but Kristen's dating the hot train.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, here we are again on the Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds movie. We've updated, we've recapped everyone's lives. No one's asked me how I've been, but that's fine. What we're going to do today is...
You're moving slower as if someone is going to interrupt you. Is there something you're expecting us to say? Or?
No, because when I said it's fine, it genuinely is fine. And,
right. Okay.
Hey, Josh, quick question.
To happen. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was just wondering if your mic's working. You sound kind of fucked up.
I think that's his normal voice, Kristen.
Okay. And then one more question.
What if I get a better mic and I'm American? What's the other question?
I was just wondering, how are you feeling about
Kristen's day?
Yeah, how are you feeling about Slipknot? Kristen's day? Yeah, what do you think about Slipknot?
What do I think about Slipknot? Mm-hmm. I have very limited knowledge of Slipknot. I know that they wear masks, and that was that's only the extent of what I was. I was just trying to, you know, have a bit of a. They wear masks.
Okay. They do wear masks.
And then I was just wondering one more thing. Sorry, could you just tell me exactly how you feel about Keaton's whole seeing some guy on a train thing?
What do you mean, guy? You guys all know Connor
is
going
to listen to this episode and be really upset.
Some guy.
I actually legitimately don't, so I apologize.
Yeah, I don't know who Connor is either. Who's Connor?
He's a trench boy.
Not ringing
the bell. You guys know about the Trench Boys?
Oh, Trench Boy. I know exactly who that is.
He's CNNRGLDN, I think.
I think Twitter. That's a news station.
No, Connor.
You're listening to CNNRGLDN.
Dude, that sounded like me.
That was you.
Well, if I see him on a train, then I'll stop calling him some guy.
You son of the bitch.
You son of the bitch. No, I am excited to hear that. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast. I was I had the privilege of meeting my Wet Spider-Man co-host Julian.
Oh yeah,
a few weeks ago.
That was a little while ago.
This
was the first time you guys met.
Yeah, it was the first time we met. He was in jolly old England. Is it a bit of a muck about?
Is England jolly? Arena.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, I'd prefer.
Not really?
I don't think so. It rains a lot.
But it's old.
It's old. You know.
Oh, it's old.
Oh, it's old. That's what they say.
Have you guys heard about this Brexit thing going on?
Fake news.
Oh, never mind this.
I think Bucky just heard us saying the word old and thought he was being talked to. But, yeah, we had a good time. There was a couple of episodes we did. We've done you know what I'm talking about? It's a couple of episodes.
Okay.
I know exactly which couple of episodes you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
The couple episodes.
Wait.
I
think I know what couple episodes you might be talking about.
You know the episodes
I'm talking about? I think I know.
What are the couple episodes you're talking about?
Is there any chance that you're talking about,
people are going to love this bit, by the way. This is going to be a popular bit. When this episode comes out, it was going to be tweet us. I love that bit where you were just dancing around the fucking point for
like
3 minutes.
There's a point in every podcast I do where I start wondering, and this right now is this point, I'm like, when this gets uploaded and Josh posts it, am I even going to retweet the link to this shit?
Do I want people to know about it?
You're going to want people to know. Because does anyone guess these? I hate to get back to this, but anyone want to guess these couple episodes to talk about?
I'm guessing the numbers of these couple episodes are somewhere in between 1 and 93.
They're in that vicinity, yeah.
My only guess might be like, are you talking about the Inception episodes?
I'm talking about them Inception episodes. And now, Bucky, you ever heard of Inception?
It sounds like Inception for Simpsons.
Honestly, accurate enough.
That's going to be
really.
Yeah, Inception was a series that we started unknowingly based on. Yeah, Kristen accidentally said Inception.
Kristen mispronounced the word Inception, and so we decided it needed an hour of material dedicated to it.
And then a second,
right? Exactly. Material.
Yeah, it's basically how do you explain this? It's a story that it's a crossover between the Hangover movies and Inception, and also maybe the Matrix. kind of the Avengers. Infinity War last time we did it.
So, listen, I think it's time we get this train to the station.
If you've tricked me into doing another part of fucking Inception, I will leave right now.
I don't think it's really tricked if we're telling you right now that we're doing another Inception episode.
I don't want to call it a trick. It's more like
a gaffe.
Yeah, like a trap.
Like a dupe? Like you got duped?
Like a vice-like.
It's a trap.
Bear trap.
Thank you, Admiral Akbar. Oh my god, pleasure to have you.
I can't believe they killed you, by the way. Akbar's gone. Oh my god.
He's in heaven with Bucky, I think.
So, he's in... Yeah, I love a podcast I want to hear. Welcome to heaven with Bucky and Akbar. Listen, it's about time we continue with Inception. I'm sure everyone's excited to hear it, especially because the name of this episode is, I guess, Inception Part 3, and it's so far been
People would be expecting another Inception episode just because, you know, the title of this episode.
What if we didn't do it?
What if we danced around the whole fucking thing the entire time?
What if we called this Inception Part 3 and then we never get to it?
Something about this podcast is inherently, like, mean-spirited.
That's so true. I don't know where that comes from.
We just hate our psychotic viewers. Listeners? Whatever the fuck they are.
And guests, too. This is the last thing I want.
I tell you what, let's do Inception, but I'll just... How far into this are we? We're 20 minutes into
this. Hey, Bucky,
this could be its own episode.
Can you talk more about how you might die in surgery to try to change the trajectory right now?
Yeah, sure. So the rate of death under general anesthesia for males is 1.45 in a million. Boy. So, you know, do a little...
He'll be fine.
You guys are being insensitive.
Yeah, honestly, though, Bucky, you're not one in a million, so you're chilling.
It's kind of a reach, but okay.
You're not 1.45 in a million. Was it not accurate enough for you?
Don't get Keaton started on numbers, please.
Hey, wait. We're going to get this started in just a second here. But first of all, I need to really talk quickly about this burger I had the other day.
All right, yeah.
I went to this new burger place that opened up while I was away at school. It was called, fuck what? It was called, like, Point.
Oh, fuck what?
Burger King?
You know, it was called the...
Welcome to Fuck What. Can I take your order?
I don't fucking remember what it was called. It doesn't matter.
You want Fuck What fries?
A burger called the Heart Attack. And I was like, that sounds good. So I got it. And it's a bacon cheeseburger in between two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Did you have a heart attack?
Well, I had half a heart attack and I couldn't finish it. So I had to get a takeout box.
I'm actually familiar with this chain and luckily...
The rest of the heart attack
right, exactly, last night.
The chances of a full heart attack are only 1.54 in a million, so...
So I had I put it in the takeout box shamefully, like I couldn't finish the whole thing, and then got in my car and just sat there for probably 10 minutes, like unable to move and regretting my decisions.
A regular day.
Right. So speaking of a regular day, where were we?
Mm-hmm.
Bucky Isotope. Would you be willing to share the story of how you came up with the name Bucky Isotope?
Sure. I don't think anyone gives a damn.
I care more about Inception.
I mean, Kristen, I want to warn you. I've asked this before, and I don't remember what the answer is, but I remember being dissatisfied.
Well, I know what an isotope is, so that's a start.
Well, all right, my grandfather's name. He fought in World War II. Josh, saving your country.
He fought so you guys could have Brexit.
Wow.
No, there is no story. I made it up randomly for something I was writing at one time, and I just reused it for Twitter. So Josh is right. It's boring as hell.
I liked that story.
Yeah.
Sick.
Kristen, you really like that story. What did you
it
like about it?
I did with my own personal experiences on an intimate level.
In the casino last week?
No.
We were in a casino.
The gazebo casino.
Folks, join us next episode, or maybe a couple episodes after that. I don't know. Join us next time for Inception. I won't call this episode.
No. This is Inception Part 3. We'll call the next one Inception Part 4. It's all good. It's all good. All right.
This is technically, this is integral to the character. This is all a dream happening inside the head of the character, Robert. So,
He'll wake up next time. Everything will flow into it. All right, bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
That was really it.
How do I hang up?
No, don't hang up. Let's do Inception Part 4.
I will say.
All right.
Regarding Inception, there's been some character development that I can't really help. I believe due to a certain divorce scandal, my character is once again the richest man in the world.
Oh, is that true?
Save it for the freaking Inception, baby.
This little teaser, he might mention money a few times.
Googling this just to confirm.
All right,
please do, I'm kind of talking out of my ass.
Sorry, can you're watching it?
I'm binging who's the richest person in the world. Apologies.
Daddy,
just the verbiage is stuck in my head.
The only people who use Bing are porn fiends.
And those on this podcast.
Bing is the official sponsor of the podcast.
Well, no, Josh, they told us in the email that we weren't allowed to call them a sponsor.
Huh? I mean, Josh, you said that like you expected me to listen to the podcast.
I thought Bing was on board.
No, they emailed me. Remember, they were threatening legal action.
Oh my God.
So, official search engine.
All right, well, this is the worst time of my
sponsor.
What's that new...
Something.
Chris Michelle was like, what's that new search engine?
Oh, Josh is back to his...
the one with the trees?
Yes! The same... It's
called, it's like euthanasia or something. What's it called?
It's euthanasia or something. It's these four, like, nerdy Norwegian guys. Like, with absolutely no charisma telling you to use this search engine.
Okay, why though? Environment?
It's like an advert you get on YouTube, and they're like, oh, hello, do you use Google a lot? You shouldn't do it. And then, like, he changes from, like, being in his bedroom to walking through, like, a forest, and he's like, with our search engine, every time you search for something, you can save a tree!
Which is great and all, but it's funny, because never in any of the commercials do they show any web browser. Like, they don't show you what it looks like.
No, because it fucking sucks, probably.
Probably.
I'm
binging euthanasia search engine.
What are you saying, Kristen?
I thought euthanization was what Ducky has a 1.54 chance in a million of doing, not a search engine.
Kristen's pretended to cut out so she doesn't have to do Inception.
Am I really cutting out?
Yes. A little bit there, but you're right now.
Okay, cool.
I think it's called Ecosia, by the way.
I am, apologies to Bing, going to type in a search to this really quick. Let's do...
Search Bump Google on
trees.
It. Fucking trees. These guys probably do, am I right?
Oh, shit! Oh, wait, what? Wait a second. So I searched fuck trees, and the image results that come up are blurred, pornographic image. Like, they're... I can't tell if Ecosia did this for me, but then I
click my God, on
it and brings me to the whole images page, and they're not there. I'm like, I want to see fuck trees.
Oh my God. Ecosia is censoring.
Well, okay, but to... If we're being fair, the first link that comes up when you search fuck trees is tree fuck porn videos pornhub.com.
Well, if we're being fair, then all...
Yeah, there's a lot of blurred thumbnails, which is, like, I want to know what I'm getting into. This, like, okay, wait, thumbnails. This thumbnail, though, is definitely a dude eating another dude's ass, and the guy is upside down.
Hey, Keaton, not to interrupt you, but I'd just like to note that my 15-year-old son walked into the room and heard this entire conversation.
Tell him to leave. What? Put some headphones in. That's not my fault. He's upside down getting his butt ate.
I'm still a little bit in shock here. Josh, your impersonation of the commercial was...
I don't think you can be racist towards Scandinavians.
I thought you were doing an Asian accent.
Scandinavia's in Asia, right?
Scandinavia.
That's why they call it...
I guess that's why they call it Scandinavia.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know if you could really prove that, though. So it's like, until, like, I see hard evidence, it's pretty much up in the air as to whether or not Scandinavia is in Asia. It's like a Schrodinger Scandinavia kind of deal. It both is and is not in Asia. You know how facts work.
I think we'd have to Bing that one. And by the way, Keaton, real quick, was it you who defined Bing as like Google but funnier?
Yes.
definition of anything.
Oh my god.
Of all time.
That is true, though. It's
the only reason we mentioned it on the podcast in the first place, and the only reason it's stuck around.
Hey, listen, Spider-Man uses Bing. That's speaking the way
it is. Came up with an image of a t-shirt that says, "Fuck Smokey the Bear, we burn down trees." And it's a picture of a dude with dreadlocks smoking weed.
What the fuck is going on with the Kozier? Some kind of fucking sleeper agent fucking shit going on with this guy, genuinely? You log on the same trees and they try to fucking destroy the trees? We gotta get the government on this. I gotta call the...
Why is there a picture of Hitler? I search fuck trees FBI. And I get a picture of Hitler. You guys hear about this Hitler guy?
Is this the podcast?
One of the most haunting things I'd ever seen, speaking of Smokey the Bear, was like during the Vietnam, we basically did some...
During the Vietnam?
During the Vietnam?
During Nam, does that make sense to you? We basically had an operation where we fucked an entire forest, so that's probably what the search engine is trying to undo as we speak. And there's like they're still dealing with the consequences, like birth defects, everything, all this shit. And the U.S. made a fucking poster of Smokey the Bear that just says, "Only you can prevent a forest."
I heard maybe six of those.
Yeah, a lot of that didn't come through.
Then I feel like my audio has deteriorated to the point of...
Kristen's mic is so bad she's British now.
I'm going to hang up and try to come back.
Let's, I'll send a new link. Are we doing the other episode?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can. Switched the headphones because of Keaton.
Oh, because of your son, who doesn't like ass eating, apparently. To grow up.
I don't know if he does or not.
What's up with that, Bucky?
Maybe Bucky doesn't like ass eating.
I'm going to let you guys do your instance about me. Because I know that's disappointing, but...
Yes, Bucky, I'm going to give you the opportunity to play a character in Inception. You just say any random line and I'll put it in.
Ahoy! Thar's blows the killer whale Jeff.
Oh, no, that's not going in. Buggy, thank you. Kristen, thank you. Keaton, thank you. And join us next time for Inception Part 4, The Vietnam.
You're welcome, Josh.
Anyone want to talk about some pee-pee?
It's pee-pee time, baby. Time to freaking piss pod.
Time to freaking piss pod. Is everyone ready to go?
I am.
We're ready to go.
You ready, Bunky?
Noob.
Bunky.
Less talk, more rock.
Let's talk more rock. All right. Hey, folks, and welcome to the Battle Roar. Welcome to the what? I fucked up the first word.